in on this High Five Dumb Joke Friday. We have Melissa Dykeshore, an associate veterinarian from the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic. Happy High Five Friday.
Happy High Five Friday.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, and Dumb Joke Friday.
That's right. So, what is a pirate's favorite letter?
That should be an easy one, but yeah.
'Tis the sea the pirate loves.
I thought it would have been an R.
That's, you know, yeah, what? There's a whole thing there. Yeah. So we talk about it all the time at our house.
It's the sea that he loves the
My
most.
My 3-year-old tells us all the time.
Awesome. That's a good one, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we'll have to have your 3-year-old on when it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
There you go.
Yeah.
You should call in. He's a talker, so it would work.
Yeah. But seriously, now we got to get down to business here.
All right.
We have a lot to discuss this morning, don't we?
We do.
Okay. So what's going on out at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic?
Well, I feel like I was just here talking about our vaccine January promotion, but here we are. Yeah, we're knocking on February's door. So that is bringing another dental month for our companion animal clients. All the cattle producers out there, many of them are thinking about purchasing bulls, breeding soundness, you know, of bulls, getting them tested here in the next couple months, their semen choices, if producers are doing artificial insemination of cows and heifers. So we'll touch on a couple of those things this morning. And I wanted to talk about an event coming up next week.
Yeah.
You guys probably haven't heard of it. It's at the community center.
Okay.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
The 9th and 10th of February.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, it's the KVRX Farm Home Show. Come on, guys. So, anyway, sorry, I'm full.
I've heard of that before. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're excited. We're going to participate again this year.
Yeah.
Dr. Nate and Nicole will man our booth on Wednesday, and then Keely and I will be there Thursday. So we're baking cookies again. So stop by for some treats.
Boy.
Please do that. Fresh baked cookies. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Yep. Pens, hats. So we'll be there again. Yeah. So last year we showcased our cold laser therapy machine for companion equine. That's a great deal. We did showcase some before and after pictures of cases. So this year we're focusing more on our companion animal and equine dental care. So we'll talk about floating teeth. We'll show some before and after pictures as well. So you may want to avoid the booth based on what those look like. But so we'll bring a few interesting tools of the trade, stimulate questions, that type of thing. So we will have some information as well on our equine and bovine artificial insemination services.
Nice.
So, we won't bring one of those big blue calf huts this year.
Okay.
But we still have them. Uh-huh. So please know they're on sale, competitively priced. Ask questions if you have any questions. So, looking forward to it.
Ton of prizes we're giving away and everybody else. So, come on down. And
we're
good food as always. So.
Yes.
And fresh cookies.
And fresh cookies
as
well.
Yeah. So, like we said, you're going to have a lot of interesting things at the booth, aren't you?
Yeah, we will. We're excited about it.
Yep. And let's see. So we're going to be there February 9th and 10th. Make sure to come visit with the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic and the other 45 exhibitors that are there, because there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Good.
But you talked about AI services and for horses and cattle, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So we wanted to touch on that this morning. So for Dr. Kirk and Sandy are kind of our equine, our horse artificial insemination team. They're the individuals at the clinic that do all of that. So they're very busy every spring. You know, if you're more familiar with the beef world, equine artificial insemination is just a bit different. You know, we're generally attempting to breed mares that have had reproductive issues in the past, or, you know, if you're wanting to breed a mare to a really valuable, you know, high dollar stallion, that's where this kind of service comes in. So you would need to call, set up an appointment with Dr. Kirk and Sandy. They'll do an exam, and then they'll kind of create a schedule from there. A lot of times the mares will stay at the clinic unless you kind of want to bring them in for every appointment, but it is a little more in depth. And so please let us know if you have questions there. You know, we also provide a full synchronization AI service for beef herds as well. We don't talk about this one quite as much, but we sure are capable of doing that. So we can create synchronization schedules. You know, we can discuss if you're trying to set up a group of heifers, what do you need to do? MGA versus cedars. You know, we have a single AI barn. We do carry all the products, prostaglandins, GnRH, cedars, et cetera. So we've got multiple catalogs. We have a lot of producers stop by and drop off catalogs. So if you're in need of one or you're trying to track one down, let us know. We've got our AI barn is also available for rental. We talked about that a little bit last month. So, I just encourage everybody to think of the O'Neill Vet Clinic if you have any AI needs. We're competitively priced. We're kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds great. Yeah. So, yeah, everybody, thank you, Boneal Veterinary Clinic, for any of your AI needs for both horses and cattle. Yeah. Now, as everybody's brushing their teeth at home this morning, getting ready to go to work and to school, we all need to go home and not only take care of our teeth, but our pets' teeth are important, too, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yes. So what else should we be thinking about this dental month for our pets?
Yeah. So, I mean, full disclosure, I sure look in my Lucy and Isabel, my dog and cat's mouth monthly. I do. But I understand that that's not the priority in some homes. So February, like we said, is dental month. So 10% discounted, prophylactic care. So cleanings, extractions, all the dental products you might need, foods, toothbrush, toothpaste, etc. So we are offering free dental exams the month prior and during dental month. So right now through the end of February, you know, if you're just wondering what the status is, bring them in. We can sure look.
Sure.
And yeah, if peering in your pet's mouth isn't on your to-do list, we are happy to do it. So, and you know, I just wanted to touch this morning. We get a fair number of just frequently asked questions during dental checks, during regular yearly physicals, vaccine appointments. So I thought we would just run through, you know, some recommended do's and don'ts for your pet. So, hard food versus soft food.
Yeah.
I would always recommend hard food if at all possible. That chewing of that kibble helps minimize plaque buildup. So always pick a hard food. Good morning, Winston. We'll take a quick look. Chewing is great. Chewing is always a yes. So cooked bones, you know, those heavy duty Kong toys, rope toys, antlers, the appropriately sized greeny treat, those dental treats are always a yes. So as long as your pets aren't swallowing big chunks, gulping the treat down before they do any chewing, you know, obviously that chewing action is what's important. So if you do buy the greenies and they are swallowing them, just get the next size up because they need to do that chewing action for those treats to be effective. So. Okay. Small breed dogs, you know, versus those larger breed dogs are just going to have, it's just a given. We're going to see more gum and teeth issues throughout their lives. So, think of brushing teeth at an early age, you know, get those teeth checked regularly. Think about dental cleanings just as kind of part of that yearly or every other year, pet care plan. So, probably the cutoff there is like 20, 25 pounds, anything under that, you know, just there are exceptions to every rule. I do see beautiful, beautiful teeth of any in any pet. But for sure, if you do have a little 10 or 20 pound puppy, please think more about their teeth. So, you know, animals are stoic. They want to hide pain. They want you to love, you know, they don't want you to think about that. And so, you know, if your pet does have some plaque, they may never miss a beat. But if there's inflammation of the gum line, if there are some loose teeth in the mouth, it's painful. So call us, you know, let us know. Even if they're not actually telling you every day that they're sore, if there's an issue there, it needs addressed.
Right,
so
right.
Prevention is key. You know, regular dentals help our pets just like they help us.
We all need a checkup. Yeah. So yeah, even our pets. So
that's right.
February is dental month. Remember that, everybody,
at
O'Neill Veterinary Clinic. Anything else today, Melissa?
Well, I guess as usual, just think of our calf warmers as you start calving. And if you have chilled calves, you know, we have those big blue calving huts, very competitively priced. Come see us at the Farm and Home Show for a cookie. Stay warm. Spring's around the corner. We're gonna get there.
Calving season is starting to get into full swing for some people.
That's right.
All right, well, good luck, everybody. And if they have any concerns or any questions about what you've talked about today, just stop out or call the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic at 336-3883.
Please do.
All right,
thank
have
you
a
very
great
much.
Weekend. Melissa Dykeshorn, Associate Veterinarian at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic.